Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how you won't believe the acquisition data that's out there and available. You can't believe how much data is out there about people who own real estate. It's staggering. If you're new at this, it's shocking what you could go to the assessor and find out. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members in successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Chip asks, hi, everyone. In a previous life, I sold retail land lots and acreage. The company I worked for would subdivide large parcels, and then we would sell them. Part of their value-added benefit was all the properties sold included a boundary survey. In your experience, are you often buying land that has a survey available? If not, are you providing a survey to the end buyer? If so, what is the average cost to have it surveyed? I'm thinking that not providing a boundary survey may not be an issue because we're selling at such a great price. If the end buyer wants one, maybe they could purchase one on their own with the money that they saved by purchasing at a discount from me. On the other hand, I can see that this may be a good thing to offer with the property at the time of purchase. Thanks in advance for your feedback.
Chip, this is a fantastic question. I can tell with the experience that you have and the type of questions that you're asking here that you're going to do great at this. The answer is yes and yes and yes. I have purchased property that has been surveyed. I've sold it unsurveyed, and I've actually completed surveys on, you know, at the request of a buyer. And in the end, a survey ends up being, in our product type, a way to differentiate yourself or that property from all the other stuff out there. Just like a title policy. Every time we do a title policy transaction, we attach it to the posting on the internet, and it separates us from maybe any other properties that people might be looking at. So, yeah, surveys are great. You know, another thing that doesn't cost anything and only takes a few extra minutes is getting the corner points on Google, getting GPS corner points on Google Earth Pro, which is real simple if you know what you're doing. It just takes a few extra minutes because you're at the center point anyway. So from an informational standpoint, this is how I steer people who bring up the survey topic just like this. How about I go do corner points? And so you can hold your GPS and stand on the corner if you'd like. That effectively is a survey, in my opinion. And you don't hear young people bringing up surveys too much anymore. You hear that from older guys like me. And maybe you, Chip, I don't know.
That's a good point. You know what, you're right. A lot of people don't even know what that is.
You know, prior to 10, 15 years ago, before Google Earth, I'll say, and before GIS, certainly not a little, maybe 20 years ago, this was the only way you could find a property. You weren't holding something in your hand, you know, going out there to figure it out. Right, pilot?
Right.
I mean, the way you fly an airplane now is completely different.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's very true. And there's lots of things that, I mean, you have to learn from the basics going up. But can you imagine if you walked in and learned nothing but a big, big, big jet, and you know, and that's all you knew, you wouldn't know what went into it.
Yeah.
You know what? Like our cars. Let's think about this. Yep. The car I get in, it just does it automatically. I don't know what goes on behind it and the computer that's involved there. I don't know the back stuff. So it's an interesting point to bring up.
If you can do that and save a few minutes, I think it's great. For little tiny properties, it doesn't matter. But,
What I put in there with Chip is that, because I answered the question in Success Plant 2 and I told him where to listen here. I am a fan of the first one, which is, and I have done this. Look, if you really want it surveyed, you can go do that, you know, and usually it's not even $1,000 from what my experience has been.
Yeah, especially in rural areas.
So I'll tell him it's, you know, a couple hundred bucks, let's just say. Now, so I can charge you $1,000 because I'm going to put some time in here and I'll go get it surveyed and have it all staked for you if you want. Or we can save that money and I can pass it on to you like Chip came up with. And most of the time my buyers are gone. I mean, it's like, I really can only think of one time in the last like 5 years that I think it's even come up. And I don't even know if they did, but they were like, you know what? You're right. We'll just pay for it if we want it and go have it out there and do it ourselves. So, and we'll take that savings and then, you know, even do it down the road if we want to, you know, kind of thing. So
I think surveys, I always look at surveys for urban property where you're pouring concrete or you want to check an easement or, you know, there's real serious stuff going on. You see those guys with their instruments in the middle of the street. You think they're going to get run over. That's a survey, in case you don't know. I don't ever look at it and never have looked at it as, you know, going out in a rural property and looking for orange stakes in the ground, which get blown away and rained on and the whole thing. They're not there for very long.
You know what? You're right. Even if they spray stuff in the dirt, how long is that going to last? Yeah, we have a whole boundary. Mark the whole thing out. No, that's not. That's two storms and it's gone. You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good point. If I surveyed it, you know, 3 months ago. That's
Jill and I buy and sell a lot of property in northern Arizona, and for quite some time, this is sort of on the topic, but not really. For quite some time, somebody, a surveyor up there, was doing section markers. So it's a big piece of concrete stamped with a section number in it. You know, the meets and bounds, township range section.
Who was doing that?
I don't know. But if you go, there's one specific subdivision where we have a lot of property right now, Jill. We're buying and selling it actively that has... They have surveyed markers that are concrete. So there's pros and cons to that.
Right.
The pros are, hey, it's never going to go away. And the con is you don't want to take an ATV around there too much because you're going to knock into one of these things. It's just seriously. Some of them stick like a rebar and all kinds of stuff. It's dangerous.
It's true. Oh, my gosh. You can spin it however you want.
Yeah. You know, I say that because I've run into those things. That's why.
Tell us about that. What happened there, Jack?
You know, if you take a 4Runner and run into something, or if it gets so too far sideways, there are all kinds of alarms go off. I ask people who own SUVs if they've ever set the alarms off, and most of them say, look at me like, okay, well, then this is done. You're crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. It happens in an airplane.
All kinds of crazy
it's like
alarms.
So you have a stall warning. You have a truck's going to flip over stall warning. Is what you have. I didn't know that.
I wonder if like an F-150's got that. That's a vehicle that probably really needs it the
most.
I'm
really curious. Let's... My car doesn't have it. Good luck trying to flip my car. My car's heavy and low. Yeah. I don't think it's not necessary. That's right. Hilarious. That's cool.
Today's topic, you wouldn't believe the acquisition data that's available. This is right up my alley. I love talking about data and acquisitions and stuff. So, Jill, you're into this 5-6 years now. Like, when you started, did you have any idea?
5 or 6 years. It's more than that,
is it?
Jack. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
8 years, man. I don't know.
Something like that.
When you started, were you shocked at the amount of data that's available that gets collected for every property that's out there, like the assessor data?
You know, yes. And I'm still, because we are adding new products all the time, and we're adding a product now that basically it's for title companies that we get to use. So seeing the data, I mean, I'm constantly surprised. And I think too, Jack, because they keep adding stuff. And as they keep adding it, we're going to access it because we're going to have it. So it is amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And it's a little bit scary. You know, sometimes if I'm talking to somebody who's not in our world, like, you know, you have to be careful saying, you know, I could pull up right now exactly what you paid, where you financed it, your mother's maiden name. You know, I mean, it's not like that much, but you'd be surprised how much I can tell off your home right now and your situation. It's a little bit spooky.
So here's an example. Every single property, this is from skyscrapers to down to like little rural properties, way rural. They obviously have the owner's name and address, sometimes the email and number. This is the assessor collection, you know, the assessor that's collecting data now. Why do they need all this stuff? Because they need to assess the value of the property the best they can so they can tax it. They don't want to tax a property that's pretty rural for a ton of money, and they don't want to charge too little in an urban area, like for a hospital or something. So they need to collect a lot of data. So there's all kinds of data on the square footage of structures that might be there, the assessed value of the improvements, the structure, the assessed value of the land, the last sale date, the type of mortgage that it has, where the lien is, where the mortgage is, how much value that it is, and on, you can't imagine. So why do we care? Well, here's why we care. If you take a real hard look at all of that data and what it means and really get creative about it, you can really see who might want to sell their property. Mm-hmm. And then you send them an offer. We don't send offers to every single, you'd go broke overnight, every single property out there. But when you look at, you know, our sort criteria is what I call it, or data scrubbing, you need a huge data set like that to really make some logical. We've made a career out of it for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing even close to gambling any longer about who might want to sell their property. You can really tell.
Exactly. There's
huge flags in there about, hey, I might want to sell it.
Exactly.
That's the whole key to this. You know, when somebody says, what's the secret to real estate? What are all these people that are, you know, that know about real estate? They're driving these fast cars. They live in these big houses. What is it with you guys? You have time to burn to do a daily show. You know?
But you're right.
That's the whole key. The key is data, understanding data.
Well, and not just that, having the right current data. I mean, let's say that too. We're not talking an old list, you know, or something like that. It's current, real time, right now, today, that lets us send really good, well thought out, and that's you, Jack, you know, offers to the right people.
That's right. So it's almost like, you know, everybody wants to be on the winning side of everything, right? Everyone does. Mm-hmm. It's almost like cheating. After you get a bunch of experience, you pull the data, and especially with the way that how we do it and our members do it. I mean, nobody taught me this. I just figured it out by failing 500 times, mm-hmm. probably more. So if you're into that kind of thing, this is a thing for you.
It's funny, but you're right. For me, the whole big thing about this show is people don't realize what's available.
Yes, I think that's the big picture. That's why I want to do this show.
You know, we joked about it a couple months ago, me and running into those guys in the elevator, you know, at the library. They had no idea this was available.
Tell us that story again.
So, yeah, I mean, these two guys were having a conversation, and it sounded like they were talking about driving around. Some people call it driving for dollars. They didn't have a name for it, but it was driving around trying to find properties. They're obviously in real estate and looking for properties that seem to be, like, they might be something you could pick up cheap based on what it looks like. So I'm sitting there going, why are you guys driving around picking out four properties a week or however long much time you spend on this? And just, you know, use the data to help you and send offers to people. And they just looked at me sideways. And the reason I brought it up is one guy said, yeah, I have this girl. He's like, how did you find whatever property? And this guy says, well, there's a girl in my office had some data. And I'm like, no. Bingo. I'm like, all right. So the guy's obviously thinking along the right path, but he's not following through. He doesn't realize if you keep on going with this and just get the data, you will have all the answers. And it was funny because I made a comment and they just looked at me like I was talking in another language. It didn't even make sense to them.
And I know why. Because I started the same way. Yeah. Were they, how old were they, ballpark?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to say 30s.
Okay.
That's not younger.
That's about right.
Not younger than me. Just kidding. Okay. 30s. Hey, let me have that, would you?
Absolutely.
Listen, Jack, this is my show too. Let me have my little time here to pretend.
Heck yes, man.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, why is this so hard for the whole general real estate population to accept? This is my argument.
I wonder why.
Seriously. Is every single person thinking that we need to hire a realtor and drive around all day? I don't get it.
You know, I think you and I have a genuine interest in this topic. I do, you know, with data and real estate and the whole thing. And I love it. So we dig deeper, you know, we find out what's going on really. And the fact is, I just don't, unless you're in this business or you really want to, you're like a chronic money saver, like a money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't jump, you know, I don't really dig into why my combustion engine in my car works as well as it does and try to bypass that in any way. So, you know, okay. I'm just interested in it.
That's true.
That leads me to the technical two. This is the technical two, 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. If you have a pen or pencil, write this down. You are not looking for a great piece of real estate. You are looking for a great situation. What the heck? People focus on the real estate like these elevator guys. They think if the roof's falling in, they're going to get a better deal. Maybe that's true. But why wouldn't you just send every single person an offer, a really well-educated offer in the area, and let them come to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a situation. There's triggers and situations. The situation is what you're looking for, not that actual piece of real estate. We'll get to the real estate later. You want to find a motivated seller who's just done for whatever reason. They're moving on. They don't care about getting top dollar. They want to get out. They want to check. Check, and then once they say, yes, I do, I want to check, then check the real estate and see if it works for you. Mm-hmm. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Make a decision and go with it. Don't waffle and be committed. How many of us make a decision and do it half a asterisk number symbol?
I think we can say ass on this show, don't you?
I don't know. Can we do that? I'm just being politically correct, just in case there's children in the car right now.
All right.
There might be children
in
the car.
He said ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I'm telling Mom.
Oh, my God. Remember the time we were out and one of the children, they were younger, we were at a restaurant and they had a big ass burger and they pointed to it.
Oh, they loved that.
Do you remember that? And
it was on the menu, big ass burger.
They said, can I say that? And I said, yes. And they were so excited to say, I'm having a big ass burger. So it was really funny. Anyway.
You can say big ass when referring to a burger anytime, but not your
mom. Not your mom, not your sister, not your girlfriend, and not your wife.
None of that.
Oh, my goodness, do not do that. So if you make a decision to not insult your girlfriend, go with it. Don't waffle and be committed.
Hey, big ass burger.
Oh, my gosh. Syndrome.
Tourette's.
Yeah. Oh,
make
good.
A decision and stick with it.
Yeah.
That's good
come
advice.
Come on, people, just do it. I mean, come on. Oh, I'm going to do it for 2 months and test it out. Why? You're never going to get anywhere.
We are your test.
You know, just do it. If you're going to do it, do it. That's, you know, Jack and I, we do this every day. And, you know, and we're doing it right now. We made a decision to put together Land Academy and we went with it and we never looked back. We did not waffle and we are committed. We could have 16 times said, oh, no, these customers need this, or gosh, this isn't going the way I planned, or something. Oh, it's just too much. We could have done that 1,000 times by now, and we didn't. We're committed.
Yep.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, some of the simplest stuff sometimes makes the most sense. Like, you know, we all know we're supposed to exercise every morning, right?
True.
But, and there's no one can debate that. Like, I mean, you can debate whether running's better than swimming and all that, and it doesn't matter. But we all know we feel better when we do it, and it's just better. It's better.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. Not all of us do it.
I don't know why.
So we all know that learning how to manipulate data and sending offers to people is just a way to make a bajillion dollars and
right.
make a good living. Help some people out, and on and on and on. It can lead to stuff like Land Academy if you wanted to, like we let it. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there's a just do it in that. You know, if you just did it, you'd find out either way pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.